The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So, Annalisa Paul is one of our superrifically incredible senior reporters on CNC3. Yesterday, we spoke with Otto Carrington and we got it live, what was taking place. Of course, we had a follow-through on it. And it's only fitting that we bring the top news reporters in the country to tell us the updates on this police shooting. Annalisa, welcome to Freedom.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what you... I'm leaving it to you. You tell me what you heard, what's happening on the ground. We know that the police are claiming a shootout. They get three weapons, ammunition. They got a quantity of stolen items. Persons identified, that is mine. They found it in the place, you know. From your standpoint and your investigations as an investigative reporter, what is happening? What's the updates?
We would have gone back into the community today, that being the home at which the six had been killed.
Calcutta, out there.
Calcutta, mm-hmm. Number 2. Mm-hmm. We were allowed to enter the premises today by, well, I don't want to disclose who, but of course we were allowed to enter.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what we saw was, you know, people living in a home.
Right.
Which seemed normal, you know. Of course, it had been ransacked following yesterday's incident.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bloodstains. I am not a you know, forensic person. So, of course, I wouldn't make any pronouncements.
Right.
On, you know,
the circumstance and what
correct.
You would have seen.
But, you know, residents in that area,
mm-hmm.
They seem to keep much to themselves. Nobody had much to say. Except that, you know, the couple that was supposedly renting that house appeared to be very nice and helpful.
Was there anybody who was renting that house from your from what you would have been told on the ground, at the point, were they there? Are they part of the people that got murdered?
No.
So the persons who were renting that facility were not present
no.
at the time of the incident.
So at the time of the incident, the mm-hmm. six that were killed by police were not the six that the homeowner actually knew, or, you know, with his permission had rented that house to. So he supposedly indicated that he rented the home to a couple who he believes now would have sublet that house to these six.
Ah, so these six individuals,
yes,
they were living there.
Yes, they were staying in the apartment, in that house.
We are getting reports of a 15-year-old girl among the six. Is that fact or fiction?
That is true. The police have been able to confirm that she's a 15-year-old.
What you was doing there, boy?
Well, I mean, there was another teenager. One of there were two brothers killed, Kadeem and Salim.
Mm-hmm.
And Kadeem being 23, Salim being 19. And
still adults.
We spoke to his father today.
Right. Which father? Which father? Kadeem and Salim?
The brothers, yes.
Right, you spoke to his dad.
Yes, we went to their house in Claxton Bay.
Oh, they're from Claxton Bay.
Yes. Okay. So we found him and, you know, I mean, Kadeem has a criminal record. He was recently released from prison.
That's the older one?
That's the older one.
Right, the 23-year-old.
And he was recently released from prison.
Yes, we know about that.
Uh-huh. And according to his dad, today, they're accustomed, if they're not at his home, he believes that they're with the grandmother. But he's telling us today, you know, listen, when children go out there, we don't know what they're doing, who they're with, what their interactions will lead to, where they could end up.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, when they heard the news, they believed, okay, well, these kids, his sons are with the grandmom. Not knowing until pictures started surfacing on social media.
It's his children.
That these are his two children.
Oh my God.
Now, he was able to identify very early on that Kadeem was one of the victims. And at that point, like he said to us today,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be printed tomorrow, we mm-hmm. didn't even know the little one was missing. It was only in the night when the picture started circulating again that he realized it was confirmed now that one of the other victims was his 19-year-old son.
So when the 23-year-old was confirmed to him to be dead, he didn't make a phone call to the grandparents' home to know what's going on.
Right,
he
called, and at that point in time, he's saying, you know, listen, the younger one, who normally is with his older brother, is missing. But he was not aware of them had been killed in the house. You know, and then today, I mean, from my interaction, my walkabout in the community, I'm actually seeing residents celebrating that these young men were killed. And the residents that are not coming out and talking to us on the record, because they don't want their names called and they don't want their faces shown.
Right.
But they are actually telling us you know, these boys, they were pests, if you want, you know. And some of them actually came out and spoke of robberies
that they experienced.
They themselves were victims of at the hands of
these safe.
Yes.
You know, I'm really happy that you made that walk about, you know, this is the first time I'm actually chatting with you guys on this type of level. Now, being on my show, I am extremely critical in some instances and praising when it's due. And from the 23 thereabouts, I think, is it 23? Based on my count for this month, or for the year, police killings. About 20, 35 police killings for the year. In this month alone, we had about 11.
Yes.
From August 1st
to
2, then 3, then 6. Yeah. So we have about 11 persons died at the hands of police officers. All the police shootings are being claimed that they were fired upon. Now, the TTPS came in for high praises on my show yesterday, whereas I was ponging them and dealing with them properly on Monday for other issues. I don't hold back. I'm not vexed. I'm not saying I hate the police. But I think that whatever the circumstances were, Salim, which is the elder one.
Salim, no.
No, that's the younger. Kadeem is the elder. He was out on bail. So that's a repeat offender. These police officers would have arrested him before.
And he was out on bail for robbery. Yeah?
Jumped long in a drain, risked their life, hold this man.
Yes.
Carry him to court. He get remanded, come out, get bail, he outside. What he choose to do again? So the case is still running, eh?
Yes.
Mind you, the case is done, you're not on bail, and you're back in the same necromancy that you was held for initially. So that tells me that from what you are getting as a senior reporter, are you seeing that when it comes to these police shootings, that do you think that these police are going out there, or persons are really glad when they go out and they just wipe them people out?
I cannot say.
But do you feel it's unfortunate that they died?
Correct. I think
it's a matter of public opinion.
I think that's a personal, personal choice, and it's expression.
All right, let's back it up a little bit and let's talk from the police standpoint. What feedback are you getting from the officers? Have you chatted with any of them?
Okay. What I would tell you is that the family of the father of these two boys told us today when I did ask him. I said, "Listen, are you angry? Are you upset with the police officers for what has happened?" And he said to us, he said, "Listen, they have a job to do."
Well said.
As parents, we also have a job to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was saying, you know, in my house, they conduct themselves a certain way. But when they go out with the friends that they're interacting with, the company that they're keeping, I don't know what goes on outside until whatever is in the dark comes to light.
True.
And he didn't openly, while you could see he was grieving, he didn't openly express anger
towards the officers.
Because he said to me, he said, "Listen, I understand they have a job to do. I wasn't there. We weren't there. We don't know what happened."
True.
So, you know, let the investigation take its course.
Do whatever has to be done.
Correct. I mean, and the public yesterday, they came out and you would have seen on social media. And we've had calls here. We've had people. We've had feedback online. You know, we're praising the officers. Now, senior officials, these are not discussions that senior police officials will have with us. While some persons would express their, you know, their views and how they feel, it's not something that I personally would want to comment on.
I understand.
And, you know,
so
share.
Within the entire community, you're seeing a sense of serenity and peace. People are feeling relieved a little bit that this happened. You know, I would imagine, because I wondered yesterday with Otto, and I was wondering, is it that persons are now scared? I mean, you would have been home. This is 11:45, 11:55 in the morning, you know. So you home in your house, probably cooking around that time. You doing whatever in your home as a housewife or whatever. You're off on this day and I'm working in your home. And gunshots ring out. Now, you're not aware. You may not be aware. But I saw video footage where the officers were racing to that house. Eh?
Right. So when you actually enter onto the, when you drive, when you turn onto the road, the track, the trace where they
right,
live,
where they...
It's very... The houses are very, very close to each other.
Yeah.
So you could not be there, and it's very close. Everybody lives right, and everything is exposed.
In that little area.
Yes. So it would have been a shock, I guess, for some of them to see officers and that sort of confrontation. You know, but when we went today and we called at a few of the properties, homeowners, they were like, You know, they saw the media and they were like, no, we good, thanks. We don't want to talk. Yesterday was enough. You know, because, and you know, people who live right, like, opposite and right around there, they were like, no. This one lady just kind of pulled her curtain back today, even though she looked out and she saw the signage on our van. Mm-hmm. She was like, she just waved us off.
And that was
it. And that was it. And then another one said, you know, yesterday was too much for him and his family to deal with. You know, he's thankful.
Mm.
But, you know, he, like, you know, I asked him, I said, well, did you ever have any problems with the occupants or anything like that? And he said, no. They were accustomed to two persons being in the home. And he described them as very helpful. Always, you know, good when they saw them in and out, no problems, no trouble. But then all of a sudden they saw these other persons coming.
Mm-hmm. So initially the couple would be there, and then eventually the couple disappeared.
And these six.
And these people, these six occupying this man.
Correct.
So this man was in a state of bewilderment when he realizes his house that he rented. And, you
Correct.
Know.
So I think that because from what we understand, our investigations, he himself didn't learn or didn't know that the house, what had taken place at the house, until it was on the news.
Yeah, well.
And the footage of the, at the house itself was shown. And then he was like, oh my God, this is the house that I rented to the couple.
Lord. So have the police, based on your initial investigations, was able to find this couple?
No, actually, up to now, at this time that I'm talking to you, the couple remains on the run. So they've not been able to locate them because only today, up to last night, there were four persons identified. And only today, the fifth person was identified. There's still one who's unidentified.
Wow.
And they believe that the couple may be able to assist in identifying all six, making sure, you know, ascertaining exactly who they are.
I don't know if any charges could be done, but that could be constituted aiding and abetting. I mean, you would be knowing. But then, all right, back from the police standpoint, in terms of your investigations, they said they found items?
Yes, we were told yesterday that there was a quantity of bank cards, ATM cards, in different persons' names that had been found at the home, along with money and perhaps other stolen equipment, other stolen items. When we went in today, we observed on a sofa in the living room, there seemed to be a set of electronics. Whether it's like little tablets, one or two cell phones, electronics that had not been taken by the police. So that remained there. And there were other items, clothing, brand name, shoes. There were backpacks. So I'm not sure if those were items taken during other robberies or other invasions or so.
Could be. You know what is most noteworthy about this, Ms. Paul, is the fact that the police were able to get items. You know, more often than not, we would see situations and the police claim one thing, but there's nothing. Yeah. We have items. Then there's a gentleman that CNC3 News interviewed who was a victim, and he was able to identify some of the stuff that is his.
Right.
So we thoroughly understand that we didn't make a mistake when we got to this house. It wasn't accidental. So they said they relied on a tip-off based on what you're getting?
That is correct, yes.
And the residents in the community just... Well, we will talk off here where that is concerned. You understand? I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing, you know, what we can look forward in The Guardian tomorrow.
Yes, and tonight, CNC3, there'll be television.
The full news thing. And with this whole scenario here, when you went to the home of these boys again, you know, what about the other family members? How were they reacting to
it? Well, our south office, because I am I'm responsible for the north.
I know.
Right. So our south office actually they found the family of the young girl in Laramie, and they actually said no. They're not speaking to the media. They have nothing to say. They have nothing to share. We attended yesterday, actually, at the home. Otto would have met one of the fathers of one of the victims.
Right.
And he indicated as well, you know, shock and, you know, the police too, they had a work to do. We spoke to Kadeem's father today, well, the boy's father today. And there was one other person, one other parent that we attempted to find. Couldn't find her, but we were told, you know, listen, the mother may not be, or most, you know, may not be inclined to speak with the media. Tomorrow, the autopsies are scheduled to be done tomorrow. So, you know, we'll attempt again.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for the update so much. I mean, guys, you have heard it live here on the TBC Radio Network.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.